Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
Put a price on emotion. I'm looking for something to buy. You've got my devotion, but man, I can hate you sometimes. With a mate the other day, never done drugs. A lot of people I hang out with don't do drugs or have never done drugs. This guy's in the latter camp. We were just having a few drinks, and he suddenly says to me, "Nathan, I've started doing drugs. Totally in control, but I've started doing, you know, a few lines of coke." And a bit of MDMA on a fairly regular basis. Now the reason, one of the reasons I've never done, particularly MDMA, was when I was a student, it was a fairly regular news story. Taking an ecstasy tablet would kill you. There were several stories like this. A person has taken half a tablet of ecstasy and, you know, instantly died. It was a very regular story. The most memorable, there was a girl called Leia Betts that tragically died doing this. And there were awful stories, obviously, but such good stories for scaring people off, you know, because that's not the way anyone would want to go, is it? Oh. How did he die? He took half a tablet of ecstasy. So what it is, it's the fact it's half a tablet, isn't it? It seems so silly. Yeah. I mean, added to the fact that the tablet is called ecstasy. It's like dying from a tablet called happiness. It's not one to explain to the family. He died, sadly, from taking a tablet called brilliance. Oh, that's awful. No, it's brilliant. No, I mean, it's awful that he died taking a tab called brilliance. No, it's worse. It's worse news than that, I'm afraid. He died taking half a tablet. Oh no. Oh no, that's so embarrassing. That's hardly anything. That's just like licking a bit of drugs. Oh God. Oh, a whole 20 years, you know, avoiding choking on your first food, traffic when you're 3, murderers when you're 15, and he dies taking half a tablet of brilliance. Just to make his dancing around to 2 Unlimited slightly less shite. So these were the stories in my head when my mate told me the other night. He was doing some lines of coke and a bit of MDMA, and he said, "Oh, Nathan, you don't have to worry about anything, you know." I said, "I'm not worried." And I said, "You know, what is it? Is it like tablets of ecstasy?" And he said, "It's not the 90s, Nathan, it's crystals." I was like, "Oh, cool." He said, "Yeah, it's amazing. You do it with a woman and you sit under a blanket and you're just staring at each other for hours." I was like, "That sounds dull." He said, "Nah, it's not boring, you know, it's the love drug, you know, isn't it? I get it, you experience love like never before." I said, "That's cool, man, that's cool." And I said, what, you both do a crystal? And he said, no, I'm just microdosing at the moment. I just like take like half a crystal. Nathan, what's wrong? Half a crystal. What's wrong, Nathan? I tell you what's wrong, dude. You're gonna die under a blanket. In the nude. With someone staring at you for hours, long after you're dead, thinking they're more in love with you than ever before. Well, maybe I'm wrong. You know, but it's a big gamble. It's a huge gamble. Will I ever take that gamble? Lay your bets. We'll be a fine line. We'll be a fine line. We'll be a fine line. That's enough.